so much, Kathumi. That was amazing, to say the least. Take another breath. We're going to take our next steps into the transformation. So in the last session, we consciously merged the soul mind with our soul. The matrix of your soul is not only massive, but it is extremely complex, as there are many, many layers and aspects involved. With the current state of consciousness that you are now holding, along with the wisdom of your soul, you're now ready for the next step. All of today's transmissions, along with what will come forth in the next session, are preparing you for an ever deepening and more accelerated experience into knowing who you are. So be sure you are centered and in receptive mode to receive the activating codes that will be transmitted to you in this segment. With the awareness and vision of your soul and soul mind, consciously see your fully expanded eighth dimensional crystalline sacred heart within the massive expanse of you as the soul in your unified field. Focus on the rhythmic pulses emitting from your eighth dimensional sacred heart, filling every aspect of you as the body, as the soul, and your unified field. So let's begin bridging the soul and soul mind with the next level of soul consciousness and state of being that will lead us to the mind of our spirit. From within the complex of your soul, locate the master packet that was placed in your sacred soul star last year. This master packet holds your light packets and DNA strands. So, with your conscious awareness now linked to the master packet, ask the ninth strand of DNA to light up. And when it does, take the ninth DNA strand and connect it to your ninth chakra that is held in the fourth triad. with the ninth DNA strand and ninth chakra reconnected, higher frequency pathways of communications are being created to your crystalline eighth dimensional sacred heart. Your eighth dimensional sacred heart can now begin revealing to you more multiple layers and higher purposes of your soul. This is being set in motion as you are receiving this transmission. Returning now to the master packet, locate the 10th strand of DNA. Now draw it to the 10th chakra. This reconnection will accelerate your soul vision, allowing you to see more deeply into the etheric and cosmic realms. This is accomplished as elevated levels of unity consciousness, along with the element of love that you hold from the seventh dimensional light template transmits to and from the wisdom of your soul. Higher frequencies of communications with your soul, your spirit, and your Christos consciousness are all being upgraded. And this will bring higher perspectives to all of your experiences and understandings. A breath. Return to the master packet and see the 11th strand of DNA line. Connect it to the 11th chakra. The 11th DNA strand and 11th chakra hold in complete balance and harmony the undifferentiated love and light of Source Creator. With this connection accomplished, you will soon begin remembering what this really means. The 11th chakra is the apex of the fourth triad. And if you recall, your personal eighth dimensional field of light is anchored in this apex. Now that these three connections have been made, the functionality of each of these elements are forever changed. Massive recalibrations are occurring in your fields with each part of this transmission. Take another breath. We are not yet done. So the next step of this restructuring process, we would like you to place your attention on the seventh dimensional prism that you have used in the past. Direct the light prism to the fourth triad. Now allow all aspects of the fourth triad to merge with the prism. With the merging of the light prism and the reconnections that you have just done, what we have known as the fourth triad is being totally transformed and recalibrated into a massively different configuration. You have just transformed the complex of the fourth triad into a pathway of prismatic light that is highly elevated and refined. There's a lot going on within your field. Now, placing your awareness on you as the soul, allow streams of light filaments from your soul to flow and begin weaving with the light filaments that are now emanating from the newly created pathway of prismatic light. Once the weaving is complete, several things will occur. Your soul will begin utilizing these higher frequencies of light that this pathway now holds. And the prismatic light pathway will then be able to draw from the elevated frequencies of your soul and soul mind in a coherent way. With the entwinements, the new configurations and recalibrations, a new state of consciousness and state of being is emerging. You are now stepping into your radiant, crystalline, prismatic state of soul consciousness. What you have just begun creating is, in fact, your ascension pathway back to the highest aspects of yourself as a soul and a spirit. Everything about you has been altered, reconfigured, and recalibrated since we began today. All of these changes are massive, and the energetics are incredibly powerful. The integration process of these changes will require many weeks and months to fully acclimate. You have undergone today a huge, huge transformation process, unlike any we have done. Until we meet again on May 5th, be observant of what you are experiencing as you are immersed in these continually increasing frequencies of cosmic and quantum light. Blessings, dear ones. We will close this session.